Okay, we're gonna call the meeting in order. It's 9:20, and I'm sorry about being late.
Oh, you're fine.
Can I get a roll call?
Taylor. Carter. Hugh.
Here.
Michaels.
Present.
Sexton.
Here.
Strom. Coer.
Present. Can I get approval of the agenda?
So moved, Michaels.
Sexton, second.
Let's open for any discussion. Seeing all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Need approval of the minutes for May 5th, 2023.
So moved. Hugh.
Second, Michaels. Not very many of us.
Pass it around.
Turn it around.
Okay, it's open for discussion. Or amendments. Seeing all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, public participation. No public here.
Nope.
Okay, communication from the committee. Okay, we're going to County Township Motor Fuel Tax Claim for May through July 2023.
Lots of them in there.
Yeah.
3 months worth.
You think everybody's pretty much done with turning this in, or they still have more? Because this was a lot.
Honestly, don't know if they're all done or not. They're their own people, as you know.
Yeah. Well, I know our road got welded, too.
Yeah.
On the Murray Road side there.
Yeah. I would say if it's not done, it's awfully close.
Okay.
Because we'll start putting together programs for next year here in about a month. So we need to know what they've done this year so we know how much money they got to spend next year.
Yeah, and how are the funds in that account looking? Pretty good still? Pretty reasonable?
Still hanging in there, yeah.
Okay, because I know those products have gotten very expensive.
They have. The RBI money that we've had for the last 5 years is no more as of next year. So
Wow. They're...
Spending will be considerably down next year because that money won't be available anymore. So it might be a little bit of a shock to a few of them that haven't followed that. But
right.
That's what it is.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, any more discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
I still need a motion on that.
Oh, didn't you get
the motion?
Your turn.
Speak up.
Sexton.
Second pew. Just
okay.
Keep going on the table.
Until you get to the bridges.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Anyone? Everybody say aye. Okay, now we go into the county engineer's report.
So item number 8 is a resolution appropriating additional funds for our County Highway 18 job, which is the 5 miles between Philo and U.S.
Mm-hmm.
45. Been working on this project. Jenny has for 3 years, 4 years, seems like forever. And when we started it, $1 million, which we originally appropriated, was plenty of money to make our share of the total cost of the project. But now that prices have increased substantially, we need to appropriate some additional funds. It's going to be on the September letting for IDOT, okay. And they need this appropriation done prior to it going for letting so that we have enough appropriated to cover the mm-hmm. local match of the project,
mm-hmm.
which won't be $2 million, but I wanted to be more safe than sorry,
right.
And make sure we have enough money. So this is an additional $1 million appropriated to cover the local share. And that project is a highway safety improvement project, which means we got federal money for that, and we also have federal block grant money in that project. So we have to match both of those. It's 90% and 10% for the safety improvement, and it's 80% feds and 20% local for the federal share. And we've actually applied for more federal money in this latest go-around. We don't know if we're going to get it, so we may not even need this money when it's all said and done, but they need us to appropriate it so they can put it on the letting. So that's, and there's new forms here, you'll notice. These are not your standard resolution forms that we've always used in the past. And this is a new deal for IDOT. We have to use their standard forms, so they will not sign them at the regional level. So I've done some work on the forms and put Kyle and Steve's name on it. They say they're going to work on the forms so that we won't have to edit them, and give us a spot for the chair and the county executive to sign. But these are the forms that we have to use when we're doing a resolution that goes to IDOT. Now, we can't use our standard forms. So that's just the way it is. So I would ask for your approval of that resolution.
I want the next one. It's in my area.
You go back.
Okay. All right, I move that we accept this.
Second, Pew.
Okay, it's open for discussion.
You knew I was going to ask. Okay, so my question is, I get that IDOT wants to use this kind of form, but have we gone through our people to make sure that this will coincide with what the county policies and rules are?
You sent it to the state's attorney, didn't you?
Yeah, at this point. That's
and they feel it's okay?
We'll go with it at this time.
Okay, well, I don't know, so I just want to make sure that everything stays legal-beagle on our side.
Right. It's all the same verbiage that
right.
we put on ours. It's just in a different format
Correct.
Than we're used to using.
Right.
And we'll change it in 2 more years.
It might be 6 months. They change these forms constantly.
So these are okay with Steve and Kyle and that? You guys have had those checked out? Okay, great. Thanks.
Okay, any more discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed?
The next resolution is resolution for County Highway 22. This is a project we're kind of in the beginning phases of. We've applied for federal money in cooperation with the Kuatz Group, Champaign and Urbana and the Mass Transit District and everything else. So we've done a little surveying out there and got the survey work done. We really haven't started any kind of preliminary engineering except for doing a cost estimate for the application. But this is just some money to get us started so that we can bill our engineering time and our survey time towards the project, $100,000 for this particular roadway. And this is, as you can see on the map, this is County Road 22, which goes from Royal to just north of Penfield up to U.S. Route 136. So I'd ask for your approval.
So moved. Michaels.
Second. Sexton.
Open for discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed?
All right, the next one, number 10, is a resolution appropriating motor fuel tax for our share of our Kuatz fees. This is an annual billing from Kuatz. This year, the billing was for $36,984. We're part of Kuatz. They're a big benefit to us as far as helping us get funding through the federal process. So this is just a standard payment every year. We paid out a motor fuel tax because it's an allowable fee. It's kind of like an engineering fee, if you will, that we're paying out of our motor fuel tax fund. So I'd ask for your approval of that resolution.
Motion to approve.
Second, Michaels.
Open for discussion.
Jeff, do you think that has this remained constant? For some reason, it feels low.
It's not low. It's gone up a little bit, actually.
Okay.
I think when I started, it was in the $20,000 range. But
somehow, I just thought it was more than like in the 50 or something. Or maybe I'm thinking of something different.
No, this is as high as it's ever been, as far as I can remember. So they get federal money,
right,
for planning grants, and all of the entities in the COOTS in the MPO pay a portion of the match money that they need to match the federal planning money that they receive. So this is our share of that match money.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
And the last item, item number 11, we're going to have to put that off till the next committee meeting because we had taken quotes for a certain size culvert.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talked to the Township Highway Commissioner, he said he thought it needed to be longer than what we had originally proposed. So went out there and measured it, and apparently it does need to be longer. So we're working on getting new quotes for that project. It, instead of 24 feet, which is shown on the map, it'll end up being a 32-foot long culvert. So I'll bring that back to the September meeting for your approval. Once we get that all put together and make up a new petition resolution.
So we probably should have pulled it off the agenda.
It was too late.
Okay. Thanks.
By the time we sent the agenda out, then we got the information, okay, that, so I don't know if you table it or what the proper Robert's Rule of Order is, but.
Make a motion to extend this until the next month or you get the right numbers that we will look at.
Second.
It's been moved and second. Any discussion on the motion?
The only other item I have is you all know that John Cooper retired at the end of June, and Ryan Mum and Jenny Marner have been working here for a few years now, and they're both awesome engineers. And as you know, we kind of realigned the way we're doing, and we moved both of them up to be assistant county engineers. So if there's ever a time where we had a meeting that I couldn't attend, they would be running the meeting and running whatever we need
to do. Okay, this is that new
assistance. Yep. So
both of them.
Yep.
Thank you.
But they're not new to the county.
No. They've been here for when I can't remember when each started.
Early 2020 for me, I think.
2017 for me.
Yeah. So they've been here a while,
okay,
but
welcome.
Moving them up.
Thank you.
So
stuck in the corner. Now you're up front.
I was wondering why they wasn't out.
Public?
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have introduced them right out of the gate.
Okay.
Other than that, I just wanted to mention that the October meeting is on a Friday where I'm going to be at a county engineers meeting I'm actually speaking at, and there's really no way to move that meeting up because if we move it up, it ends up being in September. So my plan is to try to get as much stuff as we need on the September agenda, and then the November agenda is always very full because we're doing all of our maintenance appropriations and all that kind of thing. So I'm trying to set it up so we wouldn't need to have the October meeting, but if something comes up and we have to have it, then I would probably have Jenny and Ryan be here to do the resolutions or whatever we need, but I'm hoping not to. So it's the Illinois Association of County Engineers meeting, and since I'm the president of NACE always speaks at the Friday morning breakfast, and we're having Kevin Stone, who was here a while back,
yeah,
is going to be there. And also the Illinois Association of County Engineers is going to sponsor the national meeting in 2025. And it's our kickoff meeting that morning to plan for that, since Kevin's going to be here from the national office. So there's a lot of things going on there that would be difficult for me not to attend. So we'll see how that all plays out. But
okay.
Just wanted to make you aware of that.
What if you held it the next week? I know it wouldn't make Cal, but it would make full board.
If there's something that's absolutely necessary, we could try to do that.
Would that work with the your stuff?
Okay.
I mean, not that you guys can't run the meeting, because you certainly could do that, but just in case there was something that lagged out.
Sure. Yep. That's all I have, Madam Chair.
Okay. Is there any other business? Seeing there's no chair report, the designated items for the consent agenda would be 8, 9, 10.
Yep.
That's it?
That's it.
So, nothing else for the committee, and we stand adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.